Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, October 7th. I'm Wayne Pratt. Ahead, 10 children have been killed by gunfire this past summer in the city of St. Louis. Adults have used town hall meetings to speak out against the violence. Now children are speaking their truth.
I care in the sense of it needs to stop. Like, I just wish they controlled the setting of who hands is getting in and the areas where guns going to.
St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson talks with students at Emerson Academy Therapeutic School in North St. Louis about their experiences living amid gun violence. First, the news. School districts throughout Missouri are struggling to find enough substitute teachers to fill classrooms. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports on ways districts are trying to recruit more subs.
Hancock Place Superintendent Kevin Carl says with limited subs out there, his small South St. Louis County district has to try to stand out.
We're competing. Substitutes are, they can be challenging to find. No district ever has enough substitutes, and we're all competing against one another.
Carl raised the day rate last year for subs by $15 to $110 a day, and he gives full-time teachers a referral bonus for recruiting a sub. The district uses an online system to fill planned outings by teachers, and subs can select the days they want to work. All that has helped with recruitment, but Carl says filling subs on short notice, such as that same morning, is still difficult. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.
The St. Louis County Police Department is leading the investigation into a deadly shooting involving Maryland Heights Police. Authorities say officers shot and killed a man yesterday. The county department says Maryland Heights officers responded to a domestic disturbance on Briarcote Lane. Police say a man pointed the gun at the officers and they opened fire. The suspect died at the scene. Southern Illinois University Edwardsville will use a $100,000 grant from the Environmental Protection Agency to study water quality in the region. More from St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmidt.
The grant will help SIUE investigate the amount of contaminants in local watersheds. This includes lead and other heavy metals, nitrates from fertilizers, and emerging contaminants like prescription drugs and shampoos. Kevin Tucker is an assistant professor of chemistry at the university and says undergraduate students will lead the majority of the work.
They'll be the ones actually out in the field doing the collection and actually in the laboratory doing the analysis. With appropriate oversight from faculty. In the end, they're also the ones that will be responsible for presenting that data and standing by their work.
Tucker says this is an opportunity for students to gain real-world research experience and learn how to effectively communicate their results with the greater public. In Belleville, I'm Eric Schmid, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Cardinals are facing elimination. St. Louis lost 3-1 to Atlanta yesterday. The Braves scored all their runs in the ninth inning, thrilling the few Atlanta fans at Busch Stadium, including this guy, Billy Mims from Gilman, Illinois, near Champaign.
The anxiety was pretty high. I knew we had it in us to do it, but then when we finally started getting some hits, it was just like the weight's lifted off of you. Yes, we can get this done tonight, you know.
Mims grew up in Georgia. He's been a Braves fan since 1966. Disappointed Cardinals fans are hoping for a different result today in St. Louis. An Atlanta win gives the Braves the series. Thanks for listening to The Gateway. Help us spread the word about it. Tell your friends to tune in or just write a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. It has been a violent year for children in St. Louis, with communities calling for officials to keep children safe from guns. And many children now are wondering why the gun violence has become normal. St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson visited Emerson Academy Therapeutic School in North St. Louis, where students shared stories about living amid gun violence.
A typical summer for children may involve spending hours at the local park, people watching on the porch, or walking to the corner store for snacks and drinks. But this summer, children in St. Louis were robbed of these activities because of gun violence.
Maybe
Students in the historic Ville neighborhood in North St. Louis use their school as a place of refuge from bullets. It's also a safe space to talk about gun violence and trauma. The 16-year-old Devin Smith was one of about 10 children in a recent class group therapy session. The students viewed a video collage set to music showing the 2014 Ferguson protests and news headlines of shootings involving children. For Smith, the images were all too familiar. He said at about the age of 12, he saw a stray bullet strike his cousin on what he considered a normal summer day.
We was playing, somebody hopped out the car and just got the fire. We was trying to get away and ended up seeing one of my close family members being shot.
Smith remembers when children being killed by gunfire was rare. But now he says he's numb to the violence.
Now it's normal in a sense because, like, it's every day now. It's kind of normal to me now. But back then, it wasn't normal.
13-year-old Abundance Obani says he has the same feelings but doesn't let it bother him anymore.
I'm getting used to it now. It's just, like, at the point where I'm like, so? And most of the times when I hear it on the news, it's like, I don't care. And I don't think this world is going to change, so people stop caring. So I stop caring.
This summer alone, 10 children between the ages of 3 and 16 were killed by gunfire in the city. Some were shot in parking lots, a bullet hit a child sitting on the porch, and another child was found dead near a high school. It all makes 15-year-old student Christian Brower apprehensive about just stepping outside.
Sometimes when I'm playing outside and I see somebody yelling or something like that, then I go straight inside. I mean, it scares me to be outside sometimes.
Smith feels the same way. And he's really worried because kids have guns, too.
I just watch TV. I go to work, play the game, and stay in the house. I'm pretty much a homebody, which is sad. Because I'm at the age I should be enjoying life or getting out or getting to understand life.
This is Tandy Park. It's just two blocks west of Emerson Academy. Shamaya Ford Jennings says she and her friends used to go to the park almost every day. But now they never know when somebody might start shooting.
I just try to stay out the way as much as I can.
The 17-year-old is cautious because she doesn't want to get shot again. She was hit by a bullet earlier this year.
I had an incident, but it wasn't an incident that caused me getting shot. It was an incident of a boy, and a girl came to me about it. So we had words, but we left it alone.
She thought the argument was finished, but the next day, the girl's friend stepped into the picture.
Me, my friend, and my cousin was walking on our way to the store over there by Sumner, and she stopped at the corner for a minute, and she asked me, did I do something to her friend? I'm like, no. And with me saying no, she started shooting. And the bullets bounced off the ground, actually, and it hit my friend in her foot and hit me in my leg.
After showing me her gunshot wound just above her left knee,
it went through this way and came out that way.
She says she doesn't want to be seen as a victim. She's hopeful for the future. She wants to be a nurse. But when it comes to the future of her community, she believes the city is taking its time with providing solutions to gun violence in neighborhoods like hers.
I don't think they want to do nothing. I think they're scared to come over. I really do.
I asked the students what they would want to say to city and state officials about the issue. Smith had an answer ready.
We actually need help. We need stuff to provide for safeness of kids. We need mentor support groups, people who are inspiring the young folks to continue to push forward and do great things.
Cries for help from Smith and other children around the city may be getting through. The city is now trying to address gun violence with $7 million toward violence prevention programs. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Holly Edgel edited that report. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. Follow me on Twitter at Wayne Radio. I'm Wayne Pratt, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.